Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are in the midst of our Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It is powered up by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. Let yourself play, and we're going to be moving around the state at Nacho Mama's on the 1st of October, next Friday from 2 until 5. Stop by at Towson. That's a Towson Nacho and Mama's, as well as on the 8th, we're going to be at Coco's, exploring the Coco's, the infamous Coco's Crab Cake. I've had the Coco's Crab Cake one time in my life. Hi, Marcella. I'll be there on the 8th of October with Brandon Scott, the mayor of Baltimore. I tried to get the mayor of Hampstead out, and there was an obligation because I kind of came in late. And then we were going to get a town manager out, and then there was a COVID issue. So they sent me the real A team here, Jim. You know what I mean?
I feel more like double A team.
Jim Rourke's here. He is the assistant zoning administrator. Can I make you the zoning administrator, or would your boss be upset with that?
I think she would be. Since she is a zoning administrator,
all right, I'm going to make it. It's fine. That's fine. Chris is here from Greenmount Station. Not your first time here, though.
No, I've occasioned this place.
Well, if there's any theme that we've had here in Hampstead, Marshall West is here from the Restaurant Association of Maryland, too. And last week, I'm all the way down in Dundalk, and I'm like, we're going to be up in Hampstead. Oh, I live in Hampstead. I love Hampstead. Everybody loves Hampstead. It's a great community place. And every time I've ever come up here, that's the vibe I get. Uh-huh. But my favorite time to come up here, and I've done like 50 shows here, right over in the corner here. We did them in the old room back before 2008 when Chris remodeled the place. And my favorite times to come up were like after Halloween because the Christmas lights go up. And this town takes Christmas lights seriously. You know, when I drive through here, my wife would always be like, well, I'm a little tired tonight. I'm like, you can look at the Christmas lights. All right, I'll go. I'll drive up. You can drive back. So there really is a little bit of a train garden kind of vibe when you're driving in the woods on 30, down the hill, up the hill, down the hill, turn the corner. Oh, it's like Whoville when you come in here.
And if you weren't here last year, since we've redone Main Street, you haven't seen anything yet.
What?
Now that the Main Street project is done with the new sidewalks and new lampposts, last year we had a decorating contest. It was called Candy Cane Lane on Main. And we urged all the residents to decorate.
See, I'm not making this up. This is really a thing.
This is really a thing. And last year it was taken to a new level. And we hope this year to take it back up to
now, right there, level. I want to teach Tim Watts a radio lesson because Tim was my intern. He did the first segment. I want you to text Don Moeller, your former Little League coach, and tell him that's why we don't green room any people. We learn things as we go along because my eyes were open to this 15 years ago that there is this sort of Christmas thing going here. Now the community's really gotten behind it.
They really have. And every year we have the annual Christmas tree lighting, which is when we light up the War Memorial Park. And now it's become a tradition that we do it the Friday before Thanksgiving.
Hot chocolate, apple cider, we got any of that kind of stuff going on?
Church next door has that all out for you.
We like the Washington Monument downtown, and it's one of the great nights of the year, too.
People compare this to like a part of a Hallmark movie.
I don't like it when it's too nice out. If it's 55 or 60, I mean, you got to be able to see your breath when you're lighting a Christmas tree.
We've had it in snow. We've had it in rain. Santa arrives on the fire engine.
The real Santa.
Yes.
Just making sure. Make sure. It's not you playing Santa, right?
It's not me.
You look like you play a good Santa.
I would. We wouldn't do that.
Jim Rourke's here. He's the assistant zoning administrator. Chris Richards here from Greenmount Station. So, as a proprietor, we talk so much about in the city, and Brandon will be here 2 weeks from now, and everybody hates Brandon. Everybody hates Johnny O. They warn me maybe wear a mask. Johnny O got accosted last week. Accosted. Like, literally, angry citizen came in. Government is important, man. You know what I mean? Making things work, creating that. When you have a good government, you have a good town, right? So part of our issue in Baltimore, no secret, it would be better elected officials, better organization, all of that. And I think people do come to the county or any of the counties and feel like, well, it's going to be better there or whatever, but it's not better without better people. It still takes people making these things happen. You've been a part of this from the beginning and invested in the community.
I agree, and I got to be honest with you. I don't have any issues with the town. I haven't had throughout COVID. I haven't had any issues with the health department. Some places I hear, you see some of these videos or you hear stories about, restaurants and health departments clashing because of, violations of rules or procedures that are in place. But everybody has been pretty common sense from my standpoint. I'm not saying that there haven't been other places that might have had different experiences, but for us, when the health department comes in, if there's something they need us to do, we do it. And if you know, you need an exception for something. Everybody has been pretty understanding. If you look at it and it makes sense what you're saying, then, you know, that's what you do.
Well, I think part of government, too, during COVID was just not being information. Look, I had Larry Hogan sitting with that headset on for an hour 2 weeks ago, right? I mean, I've talked to all of these people. This was hard. I mean, all of this, all the way around the last 18 months, it was just hard for everybody. But more than that, you want to keep the lights on, and you want to feel like they're trying to keep business flowing, right? And whatever that would mean, and in a small community like this, and I know I had you on early on, curbside, I mean, I pulled up and you've got dedicated parking spaces now.
Yeah.
You've got a
yeah.
thing on the side of the door. I would think all of those things that you want to do, in the city, it's been about parklets, right? I mean, parklets have become a way of life in cities now that have taken parking away. So it's created new challenges, I think, for everybody. But I think the one thing we can all celebrate, though, is we made it through this, right?
Right.
And we can get a crab cake.
Correct. And one thing we did early on, as soon as COVID really hit and started shutting everything down, we made sure we had an up-to-date list of every business within the town limits of Hampstead and those just on the perimeter, so that we could keep them informed on every grant program, every loan program, any help that they could get.
I'm a PPP guy. I left my banker today, Kevin Benson. Thank you, over at Rosedale Federal.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. I mean, you know, yeah. nobody wants a government handout, but people need the government
Correct.
To make things work.
Correct.
And when you rely on it, it has to be there for you.
And that we could, while we didn't do the loans ourselves, what we could do is make sure that everybody knew every program that was out there and what they could do.
He's 100% correct. We took advantage of, I know the county, Carroll County had a Carroll County rebound plan. And basically, you know, most businesses would qualify for it, but, you know, you're busy running your business.
You don't know
what's going on. So thanks to Jim and the town of Hampstead, you know, that you get an email. I mean, almost, I think at one time those emails were coming out once a week.
Yeah.
Just, hey, just don't forget about this. This is open now. You can do this.
You know, the funniest thing you said to me before we came on, we did Green Room for a minute. Thank you, Don. We were prepared. This was among the topics. You said something about like a farmer's market, and I'm thinking, the whole place is a farm up here. You know, I can go anywhere. Everybody's got a farm. I want to go buy watermelon last month.
There are a few farms around, yes.
but the town does do things like farmer's markets in addition to just putting lights on,
every
right?
Saturday morning from 8:30 till noon. It's now on the grounds of the old high school. There's the Hampstead Farmer's Market. The award-winning Hampstead Farmer's Market.
Could I have gotten a gold watermelon there a couple weeks ago? Proper?
You possibly
Peaches?
Could. You possibly, yes.
Gosh.
Yes, it is. It is great food. Approximately 30 vendors, arts and crafts, wines, beer.
All right. I drink that.
Yeah, all the
food. We say that here.
You know, apples, oranges, vegetables, meats, everything you can want almost.
You know what I want to do? Marshall's here from Restaurant Association Maryland. I'm going to have a beer in the last segment with my crab cake. Can I do that?
Sure.
I might even get it broiled, just to humor
well,
you.
You're doing one in one, right?
Just to humor you.
You're going to do two.
Yeah, do two small.
Remember, you're hungry, right?
I'm starving. I'm absolutely starving. Hey, man, thanks for coming by.
You're welcome.
And
thanks for having me.
Batting, let's see, bullpen to the bullpen. You're the closer. How about
there you
that?
Go. That's
what
works.
We'll say. Jim Rourke here, Assistant Zoning Administrator, who's done a great job of filling in for the town of Hampstead.
You know, I tried.
I think you should be Santa Claus and, you know, tell the mayor. You know the mayor, right? Tell the mayor I think he should be Santa Claus. If I come up here, that's who I want to see sitting under the tree.
Well, we look forward to seeing you November 19th at the tree lighting.
November 19th. What night of the week is that?
That is a Friday.
Friday? See? All right. I may have to come back up and get another Carroll County crab cake that weekend. I may have to move the Maryland crab cake tour back up here to Carroll County November 19th for the tree lighting. I'm Nestor. Chris is here. We're at Greenmount Station. This is the fun part. It's the best part of the show. We welcome on Marshall from the Restaurant Association Maryland. Celebrate sort of the end of Maryland Restaurant Week, but not the end of, like, going to Maryland restaurants. We're going to have a proper crab cake, one of my favorites. He's not going to tell me what's in it, but I'm going to eat it. We're at Greenmount Station. It's the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery. Let yourself play. You can find me out on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Snapchat, anywhere a good crab cake is served. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking crab cakes. Hampstead, Carroll County, and Greenmount Station. Back for more right after this.